Ola Meinu, it's for young and old, hear it, feel it, as it's being told, listen to the story now.
After months of hard work in school, we all look forward to our summer vacation. Of course, summer is the best time to exercise our bodies. In this story, we'll learn how one boy followed his Rebbe's advice and took care of exercising his mind as well. To find out more, let's join Tzvi at camp and learn how he helped win the war.
Hey, Label!
Shouted Avi.
Let's go and have a catch. I've got to practice my pitching.
In a half a flash,
said Label,
it's time I learned to make that throw from third base.
The two boys slipped out of their bunk, ran behind their cabin, and began playing. Meanwhile, in the next room, Simcha was having his daily argument with Chaim.
Hey Chaim, how about a game of chess?
Look,
said Chaim.
You beat me every time we play. I admit, you're the greatest. You're the greatest that ever lived. I've never seen anyone like you. All you care about is chess, chess, chess.
And you?
Said Simcha.
All you care about is stamps, stamps, stamps. Look at that. Rest period started only 2 minutes ago, and your stamp album is already open.
And so it went. Everyone taking advantage of rest period in Camp Achva to perfect his own favorite pastime. Avi his pitching, Simcha his chess, Jas his hitting, and Bernie his pillow fighting, which he was becoming a very big expert at. But where was Tzvi? Well, to find Tzvi, one had to look right into the camp's Beis Medrash. For there, Tzvi Brenner studied Dinim as ambitiously as the other boys played baseball. Tzvi vividly remembered his Rebbe. Rabbi Katz had told him the night before he left the camp, someone had once asked a great Rav how he'd become such a big Talmud Chacham.
It only took 5 minutes,
was the answer.
5 minutes?
Said Tzvi.
How do you become a Talmud Chacham in 5 minutes?
Right, Tzvi, you don't become a Talmud Chacham in 5 minutes. What it means is this. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Spare time, before davening, after davening, before lunch, after lunch. Whenever you get a spare 5 minutes and you learn, that's how you become a Talmud Chacham.
The story made a deep impression on Tzvi. He enjoyed pitching, chess, and reading, and he played it hard as anyone else during activities. But his ambition was to become a Talmud Chacham, and he decided to undertake an extra learning period during camp. Thus, during the daily rest period, Tzvi would go to the shul and learn dinim from the Shulchan Aruch, sometimes with an older boy and sometimes by himself. But never did he fail to use his free time for learning. The summer rolled on, and the boys were enjoying themselves as never before. Avi became a pitcher for the camp's junior team, and Simcha found a counselor who played chess with him every day and twice on Friday. Jas became the hitting star of the team, and Tzvi enjoyed a new outlook on his actions. No longer did he do mitzvahs merely out of habit, but rather because he was aware of their meaning, their reason, and exactly how they should be done. How good it is to know that you're doing everything the way the Rabbanim wanted. And it takes only a daily rest period to learn so much. He was sure that Rabbi Katz would be very proud of what he accomplished. That made him feel even better. Finally, there were only 3 weeks left to camp. Now, no matter what any counselor would say, every camper knew without a doubt that color war was on the way. I mean, let's face it, what's camp without color war? Cheers and shouts of
1, 2, 3, 4, we want color war, 5, 6, 7, 8, we don't want to wait.
At every meal, every turn, every time, lunchtime, supper time, all the time, the kids would sing it. One lunchtime, the head counselor rose from his seat and announced,
sorry, boys, you're shouting for nothing. Color war is over. It's a waste of time and energy. There just will not be any color war this year. And I'd appreciate if you'd stop all the nonsensical cheering.
At first, the campers were stunned. But then they realized, ha, he must be making a joke.
1, 2, 3, 4, we want color war. 5, 6, 7, 8, we don't want to wait.
Tension mounted. Boys raced each other in swimming, played ferociously with each other in handball, and ran against each other in relays, all preparing for the big spectacle, the one that separated the men from the boys, The color war the head counselor promised would never come. And the following day an announcement was made on the PA.
Attention all campers and counselors, attention all campers and counselors. We are happy to inform you that a famous congressman is coming to visit camp today. Please, to show our proper covet and respect, everybody should go back to his room and put on white shirts and dark pants, and then come down to the gate. 2 minutes, 2 minutes to line up at the gate.
Within 2 minutes, all were assembled outside the gate, waiting for this guest. All of a sudden, two cars pulled up from the gate. The doors opened, and five huge men jumped out of their cars with rifles in their hands. The sight was shocking. Some of the youngest boys began crying, while the rest just stood there in disbelief, hoping that the congressman and his police escort would come soon. "What do you want?" said the head counselor.
"We want your money and your valuables,"
said one of the men.
"And we're desperate, so make it fast."
"Look here," said the head counselor.
"We won't take this from you. If you want our money, you'll have to fight for it."
The campers all stood there open-mouthed.
"Well, if that's the way you want it, then we'll have a war." "A war? What kind of a war?" "Color!"
And they shot the fake guns into the air.
"Color war!"
The boys were so stunned. They had been faked out. But then, after a few minutes, they realized what had happened and they began cheering.
1, 2, 3, 4, we have color war. 5, 6, 7, 8, no one has to wait.
Attention please, all campers go back to wash up for mincha, learning groups, and then supper. The teams will be announced after supper.
The pandemonium died down, and ordinary excitement prevailed for the rest of the afternoon. But the boys were anxious, they couldn't relax, they couldn't sit. Supper seemed to take a year. But finally the teams were announced. The head counselor also announced that new things had been added to this year's color war. The generals would inform their teams about it. The boys soon found out that among the other thrilling new additions, there was a brand new halacha contest, a grand bechina. Boys knowing halachas would earn points for their team. Points that could eventually spell the difference between victory and defeat. Not too many boys knew of Tzvi's learning, so everyone thought his team had an equal chance to win. That night, and before the next morning's lineup, the boys began studying the Shulchan Aruch earnestly. The war was on. The teams were named Chesed and Mishpat, kindness versus judgment, charity versus law. Tzvi was assigned to the Chesed team, and at the start of the first day, Chesed took a quick lead, winning most of the sports. The Halacha contest was to be on the third day, to give everybody ample time to learn and memorize as much as they could. Songs, cheers, skits and plays. The color war was a real thriller. At the end of the first complete day, Chesed still had a lead, but it was very little. 3 points. It seemed that Mishpat had caught up because more of their songs were original and they had snappier marches. More competition, grand marches, theme banners, bunk decorations, inspirational speeches. Everybody was on the go and in every spare moment learning a halacha. The skits were funny, the banners were beautiful, everyone was working hard. After a day and a half, Mishpat led 375 to 371, and they seemed to be gaining. The boys were then told this would be the last time they would know the score until the final outcome was announced. It was close, and everyone knew it. Tzvi realized that he knew many dinim, but he did not want to be a show-off. He did not want others to consider him a Talmud Chacham. He had only tried to follow his Rebbe's advice, and in the bargain, he had learned many halachas this summer. He continued to debate in his mind. Should he enter the contest, or should he not? What about his team? Everyone was doing his best. Was he doing his best by keeping himself out of this halacha contest? Another point seemed to bother him. Rabbi Katz had told him the ideal way to learn was Lishma, for the sake of study itself, and not to get payment or points. Tzvi finally decided to go to Rabbi Eisenberg, the Manig Ruchni of the camp. Rabbi Eisenberg welcomed Tzvi to his room and asked him to sit down and listen quietly to Tzvi's problem. After some thought, the rabbi told him to enter the contest and to answer all the questions he was asked.
"Not only some, but all. Of course, a camp is a place for sports, exercise, and fresh air. But the mitzvah to study Torah never takes a vacation. Who knows? Other boys may admire what you have accomplished this summer, and they may be inspired to do the same. Thanks to you, more Torah will be learned.
Rabbi Eisenberg put his hand on Tzvi's head for a moment, and Tzvi's insides almost melted with happiness. True, Avi pitched a beautiful game for Mishpat that morning, and the victory put them 15 points ahead. Ernie swam across the pool, winning by many lengths, to fatten the Mishpat lead. No one even came close to Tzvi's masterful answers in the Grand Bechina. The judges marveled, and all the spectators stared in disbelief, as the youngster of 11 years old went halacha after halacha, answering each one correctly. After Tzvi's answers, new hope came into the minds and hearts of the Chesed team, and the Mishpat members suspected that they had met their end. The grand sing was great. Everybody sang as best as they could. But Chesed was invigorated because of Tzvi, and they sang even better. When the score was announced that night, the Chesed team was delirious and unrestrained joy broke loose in the Chesed half of the recreation hall. Everybody then knew that Tzvi Brenner had taken the Chesed team from the depths of defeat and single-handedly had led them to victory. The boys danced, jumped, and cheered as the Chesed general was hoisted in the air. But he and everybody else knew who really won this war.